Waterloo with the same fixed detail spells a victory for an Englishman, for a Frenchman it spells defeat. So for an optimist philosopher, the universe spells victory, for a pessimist, defeat. What we say about reality thus depends on the perspective into which we throw it. William James said this back in 1890, in understanding how we co-create our reality. Here's one of my favorite poems by R.L. Sharp. Isn't it strange how princes and kings and clowns that caper in sawdust rings and common people like you and me are builders for eternity? Each is given a list of rules, a shapeless mass, a bag of tools, and each must fashion ere life is flown a stumbling block or a stepping stone. Very often what we get, the beginning, is a large piece of stone. What do we do with it? Do we create it into a beautiful David, chipping away the excess stone? Or is it a barrier to our success? And very often it is up to us as we co-create our reality. The stone is there. We're not responsible for it. But what we do with it, we are responsible for.